avec les grosses pègres.
Thank you. The two sifrim today, which are chazora, on what we've learned before, with a lot of added spice. Now, because with the hakdomas of what we've learned, Mir Tashem will be able to understand. Shin Ayin Vov Sif Dalet. Shin Ayin Vov Sif Dalet Besakisei Shebein Shnei Batim V'loi Uvu Yachad. You have two houses, and between them there's a little path, and they're not clear where the Besakisei is. So let's assume the Besakisei is in the house, which has a straight flush, straight hole, it's a better straight hole, which goes out to this path. This path. So the path is the Besakisei really, but where the rubbish goes. So the person sits in his house, and the open pipe goes straight to this shvil, this little passage between the two houses. So the person is throwing stuff into the two houses. When he goes to Besakisei, he's throwing stuff into this shvil. Who does the shvil belong to? Both of them. So he's throwing from his house to a chotzer, which is meshutef. You're not allowed to throw from your house to a chotzer, which is meshutef, unless you have an eruv with the other person. Reshushneim sheletes boy va'asuim. So it's osa. Yeah, as I say, a simple din. Zog de mishabura reshushneim sheletes boy. Ein lel simeshin yonesiv gimel ba'agol b'mishabura demayri shemokim moishav beisakisei hoye meyuchad lechol echad levadoi. Because if, let's say, they had a bit of a balcony from house to house, and in there was a Besakisei, and that balcony was a shared balcony, belonged to both of them, then it's from a shared to a shared. And even though before we had a shala of Daladamas, but it's not even Daladamas, so it shouldn't be a shala at all. Now, Moret Do, that the Besakisei was a private belonging to this house, private belonging to that house. As they threw out, you throw out the stuff on the Besakisei, it goes into the middle, which is shared. So you're throwing from a private to a shared, is a source. Because nowadays it's only koichoi. It's only koichoi afterwards. And it goes through a mokum ptur. Oh, that's the ikaya to what they write. Not before, Mitzitzchak. It goes through a mokum ptur. The place is less than dalad. As it goes down, goes through, so your bem is throwing it only into a mokum ptur. Even when you flush, you're only throwing it into a mokum ptur, and from there it goes vata. Here we're talking about, there's no, even there in Shin Nun Hei, it says there that if it doesn't fall mamash on it, it falls a bit higher than the Karmelist, then it's a mokum ptur. Aber im gam mokum moishav yishayach lishneihem mutter. But if the place where they're sitting is already shared to both of them as well, it's shared, it's not mutter, because it's shared to shared. V'ayin lel simashin unches t'shom avur b'agol poter adinim v'gam em shochach v'lo yire b'diyev en mutter lefanes to godel kovod abuyes. There's always a hetty of godel kovod abuyes. Here, we didn't manage to say there in shin unhei, is azoi. The first thing you have to think about is that the Beis HaKisei itself is that the issa is to take from a house to a chotzer. Private house to public chotzer, yeah. Aber kol hachatzeres regagus kachriches v'shus achas. So if this Besakisei would be in your chotzer, there wouldn't be a problem because you're taking from chotzer to chotzer. So if you would call the mokum Besakisei not like a house, not like a chotzer,
no problem.
It wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, because you're taking only from a chotzer to a chotzer. So this is the Alter Machlokes, as the Chaznish halt b'shita, that any room which isn't an eating room, mamash is always in a chotzer, so it shouldn't be a problem out there. It's only a problem when you look at this house as a house. So then you're taking from a house.
The Kohen is in your house?
Hmm?
even as Makur and it's
in. Yeah, Chazanish holds not like that. Yeah, it's not freedom. Chazanish holds only your eating room. Okay, it's a lot of kulis like that. Chazanish holds you can take out from your front room. You can take out from your hall the mushul into the street, and not street into a chotzer mushetefes because it's chotzer and chotzer. Called gagas v'chatzeus, which is achas, includes also these places in your house which aren't properly living quarters for eating. So obviously you see nishazoido. You see lechayra. It's a problem because you look at it as a house. Other as a shteita morgan avraham could be. Even if you don't look at it as a house, shteita is also a new problem. Why? Because what do you look at the tsoya in your body? Is the tsoya in your body? You're taking it to a chotzer mishetefes. From where are you taking it? From this room. So you're looking at it. Maybe you look at it as you're taking it from where it was Shovas Ben Ashmoshes, which is your house. Look at the Shah Tzion here. The fact that the Magen Avraham writes that it's called Shovas in a house doesn't really make a difference where it's Shovas. Because it doesn't matter where something's Shovas, you can't go throwing things from a house into Yenem's Chotzer. Yeah? Because we're not taking on, like I said, the Chaznish, we're taking on that it's a house, and it's a house. I can't come into your house and throw something from your house to the chotzer. So it makes no difference where it came from. But the Magen Avraham does write that there's a problem here because it's called Shovas in a house. Where does that make a difference? That will make a difference. The Magen Avraham is writing Shem Levedalke Moshe Nizke Gama Besakisa Sheben Shtei Chatzeres, and he asks there as well. Now, if it's a Besakisa Sheben Shtei Chatzeres, so what's the problem? If it's not a house, it's Taka a Chotzer, or like the Chaznish calls a Besakisa a Chotzer even in a house. So it's a Chotzer. So you're throwing something, Michotze lechotze. Kol garis chaseres shushus achas. What's the problem? Kim the Magen Avraham do mitachidish, and he says, you're throwing something, Michotze lechotze, from a private chotze to chotze mishitefes. But where was it ben ashmoshes? It was in a house. And we assume that the Magen Avraham, that the tzoya is called shovas in a house. So once the tzoya is shovas in a house, you can't throw it, chotze lechotze. So that's what the Shah Tzion says.
When pardon? When you assume it's in a house?
Person's in his house. So the Bizarre, if it's later in Shabbos, then it only came in the middle of Shabbos. The middle of Shabbos to be Shovas is a Chiddush of the Chaznish as well. Because all the Poskim seem to say that you only Shovas ben Ashmoshes. Once something only is the end of Shabbos, it's not, you can't get a Shvisa in the middle of Shabbos. As the Darkei Moshe says that the Issa would be from a Chotzer. What's the Issa from Chotzer to Chotzer? Which is Achas. Teretz says, because you're throwing something from Chotzer to Chotzer, which is Shovas, in a house. Aber, I'm be Beismer, Shecholik al ze, and Beismer is Cholik al Sveikas for us. And he says, there's no such thing that inside you, it's got no din Shovas when it's inside you. It only will get the din when it comes out. When it comes out, it's already in a Chotzer. It's not a problem. It's only a problem. If it's in a Bais, as the din of throwing me Bais to Chotzer. And from Chotzer to Chotzer, it's called Gelkshus. Simon, but now we really Sheen and Hay this, but we understand it now that we've learned Hilchus thing. And the next year is also a continuation of Sheen and Ches. Remember, we learned in Sheen and Ches that when you go out in your chotzer and you want to pour the shofre and the dirty water that you washed your face in ever into the chotzer, if your chotzer is less than dalad al dalad amos and it's not rainy season, it's summer, so then if you're going to throw it into the chotzer, we're frightened that you don't want your chotzer to get muddy, so instead you'll throw it into a shesarabim or even into Carmelis, you're not allowed to. So we're frightened you'll take it out, so maybe you're not allowed to throw the Shoifrin into the chotzer, unless you make a hole, a ukka. A ukka is a hole which carries a base of saim, and then once it's gotten a base of saim, then we'll say, he'll remember. Firstly, he'll fill the base of saim, and with the master shteit in halacha, even though there's a lot of people, and even though the base of saim is already full from ben ashmoshes, he'll remember, it's mutter, because he'll remember only to pour it into the chotzer and not to take it out into the street. That was the case of Shin and Ches. Here, now we've already advanced, and we're talking about shared chatzeres. So now we're talking about that you have the same thing, but we have two sides, and we're going back to the case of a malfesis. So there's two malfesis over here, one malfesis here, one malfesis here. Each one has a few houses. either side you've got a few houses, and they are also prepared now, and here's the shared chotzer, and now as well they each want to pour their shofchin into this chotzer over here, which will then go into the street. So we have the same gzeira. If they'll come down with their buckets and pour it into the chotzer, maybe they'll pour it into the street, which runs along there on the top, the one on the street. So if they made a ukkah, even one ukkah is good enough, because we said the ukkah, it obviously wouldn't be less than dalad dalad. Yeah, not very big for all the houses. So obviously it's less than dalad dalad, and it's summertime, not wintertime. One ukkah would be enough, because we said there's no shir, it'll remind them what to do. Yeah, one ukkah is enough that we can go now pouring into the chotzer. It's all very nice going pouring into the chotzer. Who lets you pour into the chotzer? How are you allowed to pour into the chotzer? Chotzer shared, and this is private. So you have to have a neiruv. Oh. So if you have a neiruv altogether, these houses on this side of the chotzer, and these houses on this side of the chotzer, there's a few houses here, a few houses here. Not just they made eruv between themselves. They made the brown, made eruv with the blue, all made eruv together. So it's like one chotzer. We learnt it's good enough for ukkah. One ukkah. And there, when they come down, they can throw here, throw there, and if it'll go into the street, it doesn't really matter, because they've got a ukkah to remind them. That's the beginning. Sif Aleph. Shina and Zayin. Shtei aliyah sabsuchas l'chotzer, zuke neged zu, va'achas osa saguma b'chotzer, because you only need one hole. Kedei lishpoich b'chotzer, she'em boi arba ames, me'meh ho, v'ashniya loy osa sa, and the second one didn't make, it doesn't matter. Im olu yachad, shtein mutoris lishpoich me'men. Both of them are allowed to pour, because one uke is enough for as many people as you want, though remember not to go into the street. If it didn't make Erev. So let's go slowly. So they did make Erev, and the blue didn't make Erev. Now, if the blue didn't make Erev, you've got a problem before they start. As soon as they'll start pouring, they're not even allowed to walk on the mafesis. Are they? Yeah? They can't walk on the mafesis. They haven't got Erev together. They can stay in their houses. That's it. The brown ones made Erev, they can walk on the mafesis, but they can't walk on the chotzer, because the chotzer belongs to both. And they made a ukkah in the chotzer. Thank you very much. You made a ukkah in the chotzer, you still can't get to the chotzer, because the chotzer belongs to both. So they are allowed to pour onto their mafesis. Why? It's going to definitely go into here. Right, so we're not frightened that you'll carry out from the ukkah into from there into here into Shusuram Mukamalis, because you made ukkah, you'll remember. We're not frightened that you'll go and carry into the chotzer, because you can pour on your mafesis, and that will pour down into there. You're pouring from, you're not allowed to carry from there onto there, because this is your private eruvdik, and this is shutefes. But that doesn't matter. The din that you're not allowed to pour from your chotzer, which will go in the street without a ukkah, or from your chotzer. Why is it? Because you might carry into the street. You might carry into a karmelis. Here, we're not frightened. Because this gezeira doesn't apply, because gosh vachadin. We always remember, the din of carrying from mokim eruv to mokim between two shesayochids is always a lot shvacher than carrying into a karmelis. So there's no gezeira here. So you're allowed to pour into here. It'll go down, even though you know it's going there, and we're not frightened, you'll pour straight into there. Because there's no gzeira koichoi, when it comes to a thing, like we had before, like a chuva, and there's a lot of heterim, if it's a place which is just missing an eruv, from there to there. So you're not allowed to carry into here, stoch meshutuf, but we're allowed to carry into here. Oh, but these people, they can't carry into here, because it's not an eruv. And they can't point to the house either, because then they'll start carrying it here into here. Nishnados. Although the Mechaber says that they didn't make an Erev, the din is, see later, even if they did make an Erev, but they didn't make an Ukkah. Nochem, if they all make an Erev and there's one Ukkah, it's good enough for everybody. But if they made an Ukkah, we assume their Ukkah is near them, over here, for them. They didn't make an Ukkah. So then, even if they did make an Erev and they're allowed to carry over here, we don't allow them to pour onto their Malfeset to go into here, because the Ukkah is far away, they'll come and carry further. So the Nekudah is not really, the only Heta is if you made an Erev together, and you made an Ukkah all together, then you all can carry, Or if you personally want to go, you want to do to throw, you have to have an ukka and eruv and only throw onto your mapeset. The minute you haven't got an ukka, even if you've got an eruv to carry on your mapeset, it doesn't allow you to pour on your mapeset because we're frightened that you'll throw further because the ukka is far away. So the mechaber state, one made the eruv, one didn't. That's not the ikan akuda. That's not the ikan akuda. You did or you didn't make eruv. The ikan akuda is besides making eruv. You also have to have a ukka. So if each one made an eruv and each one made a ukka, then it would be good because you go ukka there, you go ukka there, even if this is a place where you can't carry. That doesn't matter. Yeah? So the mechaber weiter. So again, shtei alisam zuchu 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 knege zuchu vachas osu gume bachotze kdei lishme bachotze sh'ein ba'abamas meh meh vashni ala sisayim uvu yachad shtei mutoris ishbich meh meh. If they made an eruv, both then all is one. It's like one big chotzer, one ukkas are good enough. Vimloi, because they're allowed to carry even into the chotzer. Of vimloi uvi yachad, so there's no way anyone can carry anything into the chotzer. For achas uvi lasso shnei lo over klaus. The mechaber says one made eruv, one didn't. If you look at the bi'alocha, he says even if they both made eruv, that's not the real point. Zushloi eruv asura, and the real reason is he abad it's also he can't even carry into his mafesas. But even if he did make an eruv, it's also because he can't carry into his. He hasn't got a close ukka. Which over materis, uvachre tishbech lehedya beguma. But even the one that has got eruv can't throw onto the guma because he's throwing into from a mafeses which is private to a chotzer which is public. Is mishutefes at tishbech ba'aliyah. You write you think on the aliyah which is a mafeses. Ve'em yodin leguma hago the koychoy. Ah, then he knows it's mafurish going into the other place. Doesn't matter the koychoy bechotzer. Shane we were sorry. Vadin machot yesem abam shem mit tokh gavne vet sich in de gumme like willen. Dat de mishbua. Vachas as gumme somach le negle as in de shochot shem bel machot ze as lish bel beim. Shem ze gumme knil ab sin shin in sein an shom yesh machot ze abam sam so ze kun shom kom. There has to be beyesh machot ze abam. It'll be all right. Ein look at that go. Lish bel gemein af de tokh gumme le de vachas ze vor ich as gumme kosh kana do mal le bel yesem mai bis yesh. Ma fesel me kol le bel khos nak ma fesel de pes khol men yel khot ze asu. A fil ma se gam kein gumme. It's also hey if it hasn't got to eruv doesn't help you the gumme. Kosh kana rabel also if it didn't make eruv. Let me but asu le tsia kelim shel de khot ze mo so le sam pes do le eruv. You can't carry to the khot you haven't got eruv. And a fil le shrekh be sa shel khama me pes shel me le mar kam ken also you're not allowed to because you're not allowed to pour on my fes because it's a place where you'll zikh start carrying out. Khashin shem yo khasa kil ke be sa you don't have to get dirty. So you don't know shem kelim shel pes le ye vali me shel kol ye vali ye nem you haven't got eruv. So you can't do that because you frighten you carry out onto the mafes. But pouring onto your mafesis is okay because that's not such a because it'll go straight down. But not for you, it's okay because you haven't got eruv. But she'ev miteres uvach osuguma avvelo guma suleishon beisol veshiyajam am lechotze. The bevad yehar shoskin levusin shinin zayim afilim chavat osuguma v'mayon lechotze. And even if he did make eruv and your chavas got a guma, but you haven't got a guma, gam kein osa. Chashin shiyoch shekil kol achotze sheitanim mashiv deach losel guma because you're spoiling the chotze till he gets. Till it gets to the guma, kim shaguma choy kim amene. V'yoytzik le'abashu chosik le'lishmad le'ad ve'em le'ev le'achad. Shloitish v'le'ad yibeguma zayin v'vad. You're allowed to if you have got eruv. You're allowed to, but you can't do it mamash into the guma. Why? Because you can't go into the chotzer because the chotzer is meshutav. Chotzer minashem ve'em le'ev le'achad. You've only got allowance to go into the mafesis where you have eruv. Why are you allowed to do that? I is going to go down into the chotzer which is meshutav. The koychem bechotzer shleim afkad the chotzer shugum b'shnayach shem ma'im yon shom meguma koychem. That is okay. The shneim who are din, but if it's more than 4 amos, shneim mutoin. Haynu lishvich gam al mafeses shei lechutzah. But obviously you'll need at least an eruv to carry into the mafeses because you're not allowed to pour into your house to go further because you can't carry into the mafeses if you haven't got eruv. Maru at least eruv kolechad atzmoi. Lechshin sheis akenim ma'am lechutzah shuuteru gumah shasvedi kibush lechutzah shei 4 amos shuogu says roish shulamun is kalkel lechutzah ve'ein suichan legumah se va'ken afilim echad osugumah savlios lechshin shashen yerkenim shuichan sham. One gumah enough if there's more than Dalad Amos because you're not so worried about the rest. So the ikon is you have to have a guma next to you and you have to have an eruv. Anything less than that doesn't help you unless there's one eruv between everyone together.